Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week. Of course, you have news headlines coming up on this Friday. Have a message from my book, Word That Chews the Lip By. Have music one last time from my artist of the week, Lauren Spencer Smith. And in today's entertainment spotlight, this week I was joined on Conversations Live, the radio show, by Alicia Sadler. She's been a friend of mine for quite some time. She also is the creator of Intriguing Moves, as well as the editor-in-chief of Hardcore Grind magazine. We talk about her success and what's to come. You'll hear part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines and national news. A major storm sweeping the U.S. is expected to bring heavy rain and snow to the East Coast this weekend, says the Associated Press. A winter weather system moving through the U.S. is expected to wallop the East Coast this weekend with a mix of snow and freezing rain from the southern Appalachians to the northeast, although it's too early to say exactly which areas would get what kind of precipitation and how much, says the Associated Press. Details on the storm's path should firm up soon as the Pacific system moves through Colorado and New Mexico and into Texas and the southeast before moving up the East Coast, says a meteorologist with the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland. It's still a few days away, so we'll have to hash out the storm track, where the precipitation falls, and how long the cold air can stay, he said on Wednesday. Major U.S. cities accustomed to white winters, such as Boston, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia, didn't receive much snow last year due to a lack of cold air. The National Weather Service in New York City posted on social media platform X on Wednesday that the city has a low probability of snow and sleet on Saturday into Sunday, with significant snowfall expected in areas west and north of the city. Earlier this week, the NWS of New York said that 2023 will go down as the city's least snowiest year, with just 2.3 inches measured in Central Park. In more national news, New Jersey records fewest shootings in 2023 since tracking began nearly 15 years ago. New Jersey recorded the lowest number of shootings in 2023 since record-keeping began in 2009, Governor Phil Murphy said on Thursday. Murphy and other officials announced a milestone, calling it a great achievement for public safety. We must also hold in our thoughts the victims of gun violence and their loved ones, and must recommit ourselves to the fight to fully eliminate gun violence from our state, Murphy said. In 2023, 924 people were shot in the state, down 13% over the previous year, and the first time fewer than 1,000 were shot in a year, officials said. Of the more than 900 shot, 191 were killed, officials added, down 8% over the previous year. Officials attributed the downturn in part to federal, state, and local law enforcement officials' efforts to create safer neighborhoods, including by using data and technology to reduce shootings. In more national news, Iowa school shooting injured several, sends students ducking for cover and running for the exit. Multiple people were shot inside a small-town Iowa high school early on Thursday as students preparing for their first classes after winter break were forced to duck into classrooms, barricade themselves in offices, or run for an exit before the suspected shooter was found dead. Authorities in Perry, Iowa, did not say how many people were injured in the shooting at the time of this report, but hospitals confirmed receiving at least three patients. The suspect died of what investigators believe is a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and at least one of the victims is a school administrator, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press. The official was not authorized to publicly discuss details of the investigation and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. In more national news, Proud Boys member who went on the run after conviction in the January 6th riot gets 10 years in prison. A member of the Proud Boys extremist group who went on the run after he was convicted in the January 6, 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol and then allegedly faked a drug overdose after he was caught was sentenced Thursday to 10 years in prison. Christopher Worrell, who was convicted of assaulting police with pepper spray, was on house arrest in Naples, Florida when he disappeared in August, ahead of his original sentencing date. He was found 6 weeks later after he tried to covertly return to his home, prosecutors said. He seemed to be unconscious and was hospitalized for 5 days to treat an apparent opiate drug overdose, but prosecutors say he faked his condition to further stall his sentencing. In business news, U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fall again as job market continues to show strength. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week as the labor market continues to show resilience despite elevated interest rates. Jobless claims fell to 202,000 for the week ending December 30th, down by 18,000 from the previous week, the Labor Department reported on Thursday. The four-week average of claims, which evens out some of the week-to-week volatility, fell by 4,700 to 207,750. And finally, in more business news, Wall Street drifts and yields rise after solid data on the economy. Wall Street drifted Thursday following signals that the job market remains solid, though it may be a touch too strong. The S&P 500 was 2% higher in midday trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 138 points, or 0.4%, and the Nasdaq Composite was virtually unchanged. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Words That Choose to Live By from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, page 3. You are human, so everything is not going to go according to plan. When it comes to a decision you make, own it, embrace it, and do not blame others when it does not go your way. Learn from it and move forward, knowing that is the only way you can actually grow and better yourself. Have an amazing Friday. Lauren Spencer Smith has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here is her single, Do It All Again, One Last Time, right here on Conversations Daily News.
I wrote this just to tell you, 'cause I finally had the chance to realize that what you put me through was everything I needed. Didn't know it in the moment that I wanted something different, but I only saw the broken, and now I see the reason why I spent all those nights crying, nearly giving.
part of my conversation coming up with Alicia Sadler in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Alicia Sadler of Intriguing Moves and Hardcore Grind Magazine joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her extraordinary success in 2024. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Alicia, my friend, thank you again for being on with us. Really appreciate the time.
I appreciate you. You're always looking out for me, Cyrus.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I should let our audience know, Alicia was very gracious with us. For those who are joining us on the Blog Talk Radio side, you know there has been some issues the past few weeks, and she was very gracious to reschedule her conversation with us, and we're really excited about that. So, Alicia, it's been great being able to see all that you've been able to do in media, for one thing. I didn't mention it, but you also are a media personality yourself. You also host these great events where you're able to bring together authors and readers. I want to talk about the pat on your back moments as we're beginning this new year, because I think a lot of times so many people, Alicia, as you know, they focus on what they don't do and what they haven't done. What has it been like for you to kind of focus on all the great things you've been able to do?
You know, it's been a lot. It can be overwhelming because, as you know, I'm so used to being in the background and guiding everybody else. Now I have to be a me for me, which is always difficult to be a you for you. And I do. I get overwhelmed because there's so many things that I want to do. And when you're moving your feet, sometimes, especially when you're in step to what you're supposed to do, things move so fast. Like, there's like snapping fingers, like a beat. And when you have that in life, it's so easy for you to be like, oh, Lord, my new saying is I'm on break. Uh-huh, no problem. So I'm on break. If I'm at home, I'm on break.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. Let's get on Mondays, more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.